My grace is sufficient for you." When Paul heard these words from the Lord, he was in an extraordinary situation. He had experienced something great. But immediately afterward, God had allowed a thorn in the flesh and an angel of Satan to beat him with his fists. We do not know exactly what this means. There is little point in speculating about it. In any case, Paul had done precisely what a child of God can do in time of need. He turned to his God in prayer. He had asked his Lord three times to remove it, but the answer was perhaps surprising and different from what he had expected. It was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. If even a man like Paul had to learn this, how much more do we? We are weak, but God is strong. We are poor, but God is rich. We are small, but God is great. And it is when we feel and are aware of our weakness that God shows his omnipotence and greatness. When we are at the end, our Lord is far from being at the end with us. His power, strength, and might are always with us. What was true for Paul then is true for us today. The Lord wants to encourage us today with this passage. Let us not forget, God's strength is in our weakness. In every difficult situation, in grief, in sickness, in disappointment, in loneliness, in being misunderstood, in fear, and in worry, there is a great opportunity. God wants to show himself powerful in these situations. He is there to help us and to carry us. He is there to show us his omnipotence in such situations. He helps us and wants to reveal himself in us and through us in powerful ways. His grace is sufficient for every day, and his power is still visible when we are at our wits' end. Let us cling to that. "I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:12-13.